You're listening to ESPN 97.5, your home for sports. Presented by Rice University, Jones Graduate School of Business MBA program. KFNC Mount Bellevue, Houston, a Gao Media station.
Here they come, yo. Here they come. All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN. 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's an F-Yeah Friday on The Usual Suspects. Always makes it a little more, bit more fun and interesting as Nick, Barry, and myself are in studio to take you on a ride for the next 3 hours, give or take.
A magic carpet ride.
See what's going on, yeah?
No.
Yeah, Steppenwolf.
That's right. How Nick, goes it?
Pre-Nick, he wouldn't know.
Pre-Nick, yeah. Right. I don't think Nick knows of Steppenwolf. He might. Do you know of Steppenwolf?
I know some of their songs. I can't recall the name. I know I've even picked one for Back Wednesday.
Yeah. Because you saw I had picked them, so you just piggybacked on it that week.
Was it?
I believe so. Yeah. I'm not trying to take a shot.
I'm just saying. It may or may.
You would know Magic Carpet Ride.
Okay.
Yeah. It sounds, is that a sexual innuendo, Magic Carpet Ride?
I don't know. Today's the day you're breaking down song lyrics, so it's quite possible you and Lisa could have a long conversation, because I've told you this. Lisa, like, she will go in depth on the words of a song
and the meaning,
and doesn't care about the hook and the beat and the.
Well, it's funny because you bring that up, because when I was driving in, I was listening to Nick's favorite artist. I was listening to Hootie and the Blowfish. And it was that song, I Only Want to Be With You. Yeah. And there were some lyrics
fantastic
there.
Fantastic song.
It is. Yes, I love it. And I can't not hear the Dolphins Make Me Cry now because of you.
Yep.
So I never really knew the lyrics. And then when Joel told us about that his favorite team was the Miami Dolphins, and that's why he says the Dolphins make me cry. So now I started listening to the lyrics, and then I hear him talk about how he shot a man named Gary, and then the chick got $1 million and died. And then he's lucky. And I was like, is that a real thing? Did that actually happen to him? So, of course, I had to spend hours Googling the lyrics and meaning behind Hootie and the Blowfish's I Only Want to Be With You. And come to find out, did you know that the entire song is a tribute to Bob Dylan?
I did not know that.
Had no idea.
The whole song is a tribute to Bob Dylan. There are lyrics sprinkled throughout the song that they lifted word for word from different Bob Dylan songs. At one point in the song, he says, put on some Dylan sitting on a fence. That's an ode to a group called Dylan's Fences or something like that. So I was like, this is all fascinating. Well, those lyrics about shot a man named Gary and then whatever, the $1 million, I'm lucky, were lifted word for word from a Bob Dylan song. And he got so upset about it, he sued him. So Bob Dylan sued a group that did a song as a tribute to him. But he didn't like that they took so many lyrics word for word. So he sued him and got a huge settlement out of court. So I was like, that's pretty fascinating when you just like, all you do is you just hear the song. You're like, oh, I want to be with you. You have no idea all the meaning behind the song and everything that took place with it.
Yeah, that probably added to the notoriety maybe at the time, because he got sued. And
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. I had no idea.
But I didn't even know it was a tribute to Bob Dylan, the whole song. Either.
And the thing was, I mean, they were just so popular no matter what they put out for a while.
Yeah.
Was it Cracked Rearview Mirror was the album, I think?
Yes.
But they were on fire for a long period of time where a lot of the pop culture kids at that time probably just dug the songs and didn't know.
Yeah, you didn't think of the meaning of the lyrics and whatnot. But yeah, that's I found that fascinating. I was looking at that as I sat in awful traffic.
It was bad
in the
today?
Gallery. Oh my God, there was a wreck right there at the Post Oak exit. Apparently, a major accident.
Okay.
Waze had me going all kind of crazy different directions to try to get here on time. But yeah, it was nasty. This busy morning for Daddy. Busy morning.
Okay.
Today's F Yeah Friday.
Yes.
Our comedian of the week is Trey Tutson. We'll be running some clips from Trey at hopefully at 1:15, 2:15, 3:15. I'm trying to fix some audio issues, so it might be a little late on the first one. But also today was the day that I had the appointment to get my hair zapped.
The peak.
Yeah. So this was just the test run. And so I get there and they're all like, I'm not going to give the name of the place because they don't sponsor it or anything.
Right.
But they, it's like, it's all like people who are superficial like me, who are vain like me. It's like, you know, body sculpting and hair, laser hair removal, Botox.
Forever 21.
No, it's not shopping.
Abercrombie.
This is all.
Oh,
no,
these
all,
people go there.
No, these are all adults.
Oh. Unlike yourself.
So, but there was like some dude and he was all like muscular and you could tell he super vain, like all he cares. He was there. I don't know if he's there for Botox or what it was, but everybody was there for a reason. You know, like a superficial reason. Plastic surgery 101. So I get there. Then they're like, okay, you're going to have a consultant or a consult with this lady and she's going to talk to you and whatever. So I'm talking to this lady. And she doesn't speak very good English. She's, I think, from Venezuela. Either she's from Venezuela or Colombia. She told me one of them she was born and one she lived in. And I don't remember which. But she has really thick accent and doesn't speak English very well. So at one point, or actually several times during the conversation, she wouldn't finish her sentence. She would just be like, yeah, so when I put you under the laser, it feels like that, you know, that does the, like that. I was like, what? Uh-huh. It feels like what? She was like, you know, the thing. And she would make hand gestures just like, I don't know, like she was doing patty cake. And she's like, and then you just, and then, and you know.
So she was basically Stephen A. Smith in another language.
I was, at one point, she said, you know, it's like, it feels like, you know, those things with the, it feels like the, those things, like, you know. I was like, ma'am, I don't know because you didn't give me a single clue
Not as to what it would feel like.
She said, you know, those things that hold stuff together. And I was like, this is turning into charades now.
Yeah,
like
I'm having to, bigger than a bread box, more than a bread box.
Yeah, I'm like, is it a twist tie? Is it a rope? Is it, what is it? Is it a chain? Is it? She's talking about a rubber band.
Oh my God.
She said it feels like someone's snapping a rubber band on your skin when the laser hits your hair. So I was like, okay, that's fine. So then they put these goggles on you and you lay back and then she's like looking at the hair.
Did they do it?
They did a test run.
Okay.
So what they do is apparently it's a laser, so it burns you. So I can't go out in the sun just like this without a hat on or anything for 2 weeks before or after a treatment because it'll basically blister up and burn. From the ultraviolet rays of the sun.
Did you know this so that you didn't do anything 2 weeks before?
Oh, I've been outside. I was like, whatever. I mean, a couple
of blisters. So if you end up with chip dip on your scalp, it's going to be your fault.
And then, so I was like, okay, that's not a problem. I work in the yard a lot, but I'll just wear a hat or whatever. So she puts she gets the light and she puts these goggles on me and she takes this thing, man, this little laser, and she shoots it about 5 times. And she wasn't lying. It felt like somebody snapping a rubber band on your forehead. Not like maybe that hard, but the first one I wasn't ready. Okay, I was. There was no countdown. There wasn't like
no warning at all.
No, she didn't say, "All right, are you ready?" Because she was like, you know, it's like you know how it feels. And I was like, no, I don't have any idea. So I'm laying there, and she's like, "Yeah, I think this is gonna pop." And I was like, hey, whoa, you got can you warn me? She started laughing. I was like, I wasn't ready, ma'am. I wasn't like, and you know what I likened it to? Because every time she'd be like, she only did like 4 times, like 4 hairs. But she would be like, okay, you ready? And I'd be like, yeah. And then I would start squinting. And I don't know why I was squinting, but I was like, it's kind of like when they do that puff of air.
I was just going to say.
At the eye doctor.
Yeah.
Same thing. It was just, I finally just had to close my eyes and just like, just do it. And then she zapped me like 4 times. And and then they put like a cool press thing on you after they pop you with this laser. And then they put sunscreen. And that was it. I mean, it was, it was, it wasn't painful. It stings a little.
So the end result, the goal and the end result is with the laser, are you eliminating hair to make the line straight or are you adding hair to make the line straight?
Eliminating hair. So that's the catch. So, but she said, basically, it's not electrolysis. That's permanent removal of the hair. And it's also way more expensive than laser hair removal. But the laser hair removal, they basically shoot the hair follicle and it's supposed to kill it. But sometimes it'll just go dormant and die. Sometimes it'll go dormant and then grow back later. And sometimes nothing will happen. You have to keep zapping it and keep shooting it. But it's, she said it's not a permanent thing, but you could just get like maintenance like once every... I'm like, oh, like my car. Like I come in for an oil change and an edge up with the laser. But yeah, it's basically taking the hair out to make the even line. So just the part that dips down to the widow's peak, that's the stuff that'll get zapped. And then, you know, all the random hairs on my forehead.
So you lose to win.
Correct. Okay. I lose to get straightened up. That's the goal.
Okay.
But then she says, so I thought, like, my wife gave me a gift card. I don't know if it's $200 to $300 to this place, right? It's $95 a session.
Oh, man.
She goes, you got to go for at least 6 up to 10. And then when you're done, maintenance is like $75. I'm like, what?
That's right down your alley.
This is like owning a car.
Yeah, that's expensive, dude.
I got monthly payments now and maintenance. I got to go in and get my hair rotated. This is a lot. I don't know. I'm
there's
still
a communication barrier between you and the foreign female Stephen A?
Yes.
You get to see her every time?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So I'm hoping that, like, I'm going to be like, okay, let's talk about what we are going to shoot and what we're not here. Because I swear, if I end up with a crooked-ass hairline that doesn't ever fix, I'm going to be so mad.
We're just going to call you
Bron. Oh, my God.
Bron. Yeah. Bronny. Hey, Bronny, you want a headband?
What would be worse than it not working and wasting money is if it worked too well, but she was like, you know, I don't want to sound... like if she just had the shakes. I almost used a specific person, and that wouldn't be fair to Michael J. Fox. But
see?
I'm just saying, jeez. You know, like, you know.
Played the Parkinson's card on the widow's
I just
feet.
Said the shakes. Like, if you, no, I don't, no, I'm out on that. I need to see Cool Hand Luke in there. I need a steady, steady hand. I don't need a crooked ass.
What if Cool Hand Luke went off a night of drinking?
Looking like the black stripe on Charlie Brown's shirt. I don't need that. I don't need that.
Cool Hand's coming in off a hard night of drinking. Yeah. Barry, I'm ready for you.
She's like, look, I'm steady as can be, but this is my laser hand. And the other one's shaking like on Blazing Saddles. I like that.
Yeah, that would. Oh.
So we'll see how it goes.
A lot of variables.
Yeah, lots of variables.
So they only did a few today.
She just popped me like 4 times. And
do they know which ones they pop? So when they go back to check and see if it
well,
worked?
Well, like she said, you'll notice within a couple hours, like red bumps and swelling or blistering and stuff like that. So if you have that, let us know. Cause that means the laser was too.
So nothing you haven't been through before, just in other areas.
Okay. And you got me on that one.
Hey, we're just getting started. It's a Friday on The Usual Suspects. Barry already filled you in on our Comedian of the Week. We'll have those clips coming up in just a jiff. But, of course, if you want to reach the show, HR&P Listener Line, 713-780-3776. You can call that number. You can text that number. And, of course, you can reach us on Twitter where it's at Barry is Funny, at Pac-Man Joel with a K, and at The Producer Nick. We are The Usual Suspects. This is ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Trying to be better, hanging around different people and shit. Just been hanging around different people. Probably my favorite of the people right now, my absolute favorite of the people, is rich white men. That's my favorite of the people right now. I love rich white men because I love the way they express themselves because they don't. These do not express themselves. What rich white dudes do is they feel something, they chuckle, and then they comment on how they should be feeling, you know? So if you make a rich white dude laugh, he'll just be like, ha, hilarious. But he won't actually laugh. Right? Peculiar, but he won't actually let the laughs out, you know?
It's an FEF Friday on the usual suspects and our comedian of the week, Trey Tutson.
Dude, Trey, I worked with Trey last night.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, at the Houston Improv during the couples therapy. Trey is one of my favorite comics locally that's a newer comic. Mm-hmm. Like, I wish I was as funny as Trey now, and I wish I was as funny when I first started like him. Like, I think he's a couple years in. That dude is just going to be unstoppable once Houstonian? The industry. Yep, Houstonian. Once the industry finds out about Trey, it's over. Like, he's going to be, if I were to make a list of comics that have been doing it less than maybe 3 or 4 years in this city mm-hmm. that I felt like would make it nationally and become known, I think Trey would be like top three.
Really?
He's that good. Yeah, that dude is just creative and funny, naturally funny. He writes well. It's just disgusting how good he is. So yeah, keep an eye on Trey Tutson. That dude, he's gonna make some waves and do some things.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. So there was our first clip. We'll also have clips at 2:15, 3:15. So make sure you catch those as well.
Yeah, the audio quality is not great. He doesn't all his videos online. I fuss at these young comics. I'm like, man, y'all gotta have good videos with good audio. So not just for, you know, the off chance that it gets played on the radio, but bookers want that too. So,
well, not to mention that,
the best audio, but
when you talk about the millennials and the hipsters, that's the way they get their stuff these days. They go to the internet and they either download it or they click on it.
Yeah, man, we got to get him some better audio. But he sent me a link and it was nice and clean, and Nick wouldn't have to clean it up. But the audio was worse than what we just played. So we'll get there. But yeah, write that name down, Trey Tutson, man. I'm gonna find his Twitter. Nick will tweet out. Nick will tweet it out. So just go to at ESPN975. I'll retweet it. But I'm telling you, man, put this dude on your list. Put this dude on a list of names to remember for the future. That way, 10 years from now, you can be like, man, Barry told me about that guy.
A watch list.
Yes.
There you have it.
Yep.
Good to see that three of our favorite female suspects are listening together as Pink Valkyrie, Tracy Cowley, and ATX Hobo Girl.
Oh, I was going to say Paul and
Jerry.
How's it go over there, Jared? Where are they at? What are they doing?
At El Tiempo, having a little lunch, it looks like.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I see it now.
Yeah.
They're all huddled around the speaker?
I don't know what they're huddling around.
Okay, let's
be
real.
Well, if Tracy's there, we know.
Let's be real. They're not listening at the restaurant.
Well, they should be. They just want the attention, and then they'll listen later.
I was just saying, we'll get a tweet tonight at about 9:30 when they listen to the podcast and be like, we were totally listening. Really? Then you should have tweeted us at that moment. So, ladies, if you're listening and you don't tweet us by 1:30, then we know you're not listening, and this was just a thirsty tweet.
Yep. And then when you start bitching and complaining about halfway through the show that we didn't even respond on Twitter to your picture.
That's right.
You'll know why.
That's right.
So enjoy that.
Yes.
Okay. So I didn't realize that yesterday's day game was going to turn into a night game. And by the time we got home, we wouldn't have missed a thing yesterday with the Astros.
Yeah, that was a long ass game.
Dude, it was painful. And the only thing I thought would make it more painful is if they had found a way to lose.
That would have sucked.
Because every time they went ahead, they gave it right back. Presley gave it back. Osuna gave it back. Josh James did it.
It's funny. I sat in the bullpen and watched it until it was time to leave. Then I went to Big City Wings and watched it because it's right next to the Improv in the Marquee Center, and I ate there. We need to talk about that, by the way.
I saw what you ate.
Oh, my God. Amazing. But and then I went to the Improv and was sitting in the green room waiting for the show to start at 8, still watching it. I was like, oh, my God. And one of the funny things, though, is when I was out here in the bullpen with the interns, Brandon was out there, and we were all watching it, and Rondon's in, and he comes in, and he starts off like a man possessed. And I was like, how lucky are we as Astros fans, and how lucky are the Astros as a team to have a guy like Rondon, who has pretty much been forgotten about, who used to be a closer, this guy can come in after you've already spent three really good arms in Osuna, Presley, and Harris. You still have a Rondon to go to. And then he, you know, crapped the bed. And I was like, okay, that was a little premature with that praise. But I did get to thinking about this. Look at that lineup. Look at that bullpen. Do you realize how many closers or former closers are in there?
Yeah.
Davinsky was their closer at one point. Harris was their closer at one point.
All-stars.
Rondon was their closer at one point. You got Osuna. Presley should be a closer on any. He could be a closer anywhere,
very
really.
Much so.
I mean, they've got literally five guys that have experience closing out a game, which is why when you have to send Devinsky in the 13th and 14th inning, you feel a little more confident. It's not Rodgers. You know, it's not Gudjuan. It's not some of these other cats that are that don't have that experience. At least he's been there. He may not have his stuff, but you know he's not going to get rattled. It's not going to be a nerves thing like we
saw
with Corbin
Martin.
Although
he because normally the Devinsky thing was, even if he went deep into counts, he would still find a way to get guys out, and he was walking guys, and that's what really worried me.
But that's a control thing. I don't think that's a nerves thing. I don't think that's a...
Fair point, but he threw ball four last night and got the final out of the game on it because he got a swing outside the zone, but I was looking at it going... This is just one of those games that you have throughout the course of a season where you know no matter what you're doing right, two things are going to go wrong and put you in a precarious position. I'm just happy at the end of the day they walked out of there with a win because I know Verlander, and someone said, God, I'd hate to be the guy sitting next to Verlander on the flight back because he left having another quality start, only gave up three runs, and and one of them was because of the blow-up inning.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was saying out there when they took him out. I was like, why would you take Verlander out? I never questioned A.J. Hinch, but I questioned that decision. Verlander, arguably the best pitcher on this staff, whether it be rotation or bullpen.
Yep.
So why would you turn it over to a guy? He hadn't thrown 100 pitches yet. This is only the third time this year he's thrown under 100.
That was my big thing. Unless he was over 100.
So the pitch count wasn't even... But even then, if he was at 100,
he's still
105,
pretty good,
he's throwing... I bet you he averages 107 to 110 pitches on average.
Yep.
So why... I mean, let that man work out of that. I have more faith in him than a Will Harris getting out of it. I really do. I think most people do.
I'm with you.
And I don't blame you for being pissed because then you look at it and you go, well, hell, Verlander could have gave up those runs. What? You didn't need Will Harris to do that.
And the game went so long, the beer delivery guy got three hits yesterday. So I got to give props to Tyler White.
I was going to give you, about that.
So good on him. And long flight and a game tonight at home against the Orioles as the Astros continue to roll forward. So if you want to talk Astros, we can continue to do that. Lots of other things on the agenda. So hit us up as we continue to roll. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Half hour into the three-hour program, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. On an FEF Friday, it's Barry, Nick, and Joel in the studio. You have problems over there?
Yeah, it sounds weird.
I don't want to know what you're doing under the table. Uh-oh.
It's got a short in it. You gotta bump it like it's uglies.
Fisting it over there.
Nope. That was inappropriate.
You were pounding the fist.
I'm banging on it.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
And there's a difference?
Yes.
Okay.
If you don't know the difference between pounding on it and
I just know first
using
I
your fist and
suddenly had noises and thrusts coming from under the table when I looked at you, and now I saw you pounding on the desk, and then you're...
This got weird real quick.
Yeah.
All right, couple more observations from the... Oh, I'm sorry.
By the way, first shout-out to the girls who are listening.
Yeah.
Because they responded in time.
We got
kudos
in trouble
to them.
They're like, yes, we're listening, Barry. Hashtag thirst tweet. My bad.
Their ATX boobs are drinking margaritas, and we get pictures. And
plenty of breast shots. Go peruse our Twitters. At Barry's Funny, at Pac-Man Joel, at the producer Nick, and you can see them. All right, a couple more observations from the Astros game, and then we can move on because it's not that big of a deal, I don't think. Like you said, Tyler White, I know you were giving him props, 3-for-6. Got his average up from what? It was 205? Going into the game and 220.
It was half his weight going in, yeah.
Oh. Wow. How about Miles Straw?
Big hit and speed. I caught you with that one, but yeah. I mean, the versatility is one thing, especially defensively, but dude, right.
I love this kid, man.
He's fantastic.
I'm all in on Miles Straw being a full-time Astro. I really am.
I'm
good with that. He's proven he can make contact. He's not up there just flailing around. I'm also all in on Mayfield not being an Astro.
I'm with you on that, too.
I know he got his home run, and that's great.
And kudos to AT&T Sportsnet for pulling the quote from one of the A's pitchers in the last series when
that
they were in Oakland.
Badass.
Was fantastic about saying, it's one thing when you play a team with a lineup as good as they have, and then you take three of their top four out of the lineup, and oh, by the way, then you insert a guy that's the fastest guy in Major League Baseball. It's just not fair. As an Astros fan,
you just
got to love that.
Okay, so that's all great. That's all the props and all that. Now let's talk about replacing Brantley for defensive purposes.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a slippery slope for a couple of reasons. The biggest being, how do you think Brantley takes that?
Well,
I realize Brantley knows he's not as fast as Miles Straw or as fast as Derek Fisher or Jake Mariznick. And if those three guys are your outfield, which I've been, that's the fastest outfield in baseball, has to be. Hands down, not even close. So they can cover a lot of ground, and they're all defensive gems and whatnot. But if I'm Brantley, I'm like, yo, I'm not chopped liver. Plus, what about my stick? Like,
so
why are you just excluding me from the rest of this game?
Because I was going to say, how do you think Brantley takes it? Well, one, I think prior to finding out what's about to happen, he's not happy because we already heard when A.J. Hinch wants to make him the DH instead of playing the field, he doesn't like it. So we already know that. So from that standpoint, I say he's not happy. Then when you see that they still blew a lead and now they need bats in the lineup and he's not in, now I think he's somewhere in a tunnel beating something with a bat.
Fortunately,
even though he's not a real emotional guy.
And fortunately, Miles Straw got a hit, a big hit, and scored the winning run and whatnot. But it's still, I think, from an ego perspective and keeping your stars happy. And look, it's not like he's replacing Tyler White in left field. It's not like he's replacing, you know, even Marwin Gonzalez for that matter, who was an okay left fielder.
Good arm.
Yeah. It's. I mean, there's been some left fielders on this team in the past couple years where absolutely you could see you would slide Springer over to right, move Reddick to left, and put in Jake Mariznick in center field and upgrade your outfield defense. I just don't know. I mean, Brantley's not awful. And it sure would have been nice to have that bat in the lineup. But
especially when you don't have the other bats in the middle of the lineup that make it so potent.
But fortunately, it was Miles Straw who got a hit and didn't come back to bite you. But
again, Fisher.
Yeah.
Tyler White. These guys, say what you will, but these guys, Tyler White finally joined the party. Yeah. But the other guys, I mean, where would they be without them? Because you know what? They knew they were in dire straits because of all the big-time talent that was going to be on the IL. But then you get guys that step up when they step in. They're getting hits, timely hits. Like you said, scoring the winning run. Fisher hit the game winner with a two-run bomb in Oakland. Got a big RBI hit a game or two later. Now you see what happens last night with Straw again. And it's like you're manufacturing ways to win, and that's why you give so much credit to A.J. Hinch. And, of course, it all starts with the players. You got to give them credit because they got to do their jobs.
Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if this is something, as long as Straw and Fisher are up, if this is something that A.J. Hinch goes to late in games now. Is he going to put in that all-speed outfield defensively when it's Presley and Osuna time? Because that's about the time that all that will occur. So just keep an eye on it. I mean, that'll be something that's interesting. And keep an eye on how that affects Brantley, whether he's takes it personally, if he's pulled for a defensive replacement.
No doubt.
So, and observation
I had last
night.
Keep an eye on, based on all the pitchers you were naming, too. Of most of those pitchers you were naming, the disturbing trend is lately they've all been giving up a run or more when they come into a game.
Yeah.
And the two that you would least think that would pertain to, Osuna and Presley.
Yeah.
So those are issues. I don't know how much longer I need to see Will Smith in the seventh. I mean, Will Harris in the seventh.
Because you don't need to see Will Smith out there?
No.
I might
have a better chance getting guys out with Will Smith than Will Harris.
Oh,
I mean,
you ain't nice.
He just, I don't know. Again, it's how the mighty fall and how quickly they go. But again, we were talking about Davinsky and Will Harris as all-stars just a couple years ago, and now I just don't feel real comfortable when either one of them are in the game.
You're not a... I mean, I still trust Will Harris. I mean, look, if you're going to bail on Will Harris, you're going to bail on Osuna and Presley? I think
not. No, but I feel uneasy about Rondon a lot, too. Obviously, you know, as much as I wanted Josh James to get that fifth starter before he got hurt in the preseason...
You feel uneasy about him.
It's easy to feel uneasy about him.
Astros bullpen, third best ERA in baseball. With all of the struggles they've had as of late, they still hold a 3.37 ERA.
That's including last night?
Yeah, 3.37 ERA. Only Cleveland and Tampa have a better bullpen ERA. And if you're curious, because I know you are, Joseph, starter ERA, Astros are fifth in baseball with a 3.69 ERA. 69.
I see what you did there.
So, yeah, Tampa won the 273, then Dodgers, Minnesota, and Cincinnati.
Yeah, you and I have been talking about them on and off the air, but Cincinnati is really doing some things quietly under the radar. And a team that you would think would be up there in starting pitching has had so many injuries and so many problems and suffered another one with Carrasco with this blood disorder or whatever he's got going on. The Indians just haven't done what everybody thought they were going to do from a pitching perspective, but yet they're still in it. They're still hanging around. They're beating good teams.
Yeah. What's crazy is Cincinnati, six games back, last in the NL Central, but a plus 37, which is the second best in that division, and one like third or fourth best in the entire National League.
But that tells you how good their division is.
Well, it tells you how good their starting pitching has been, too.
True, but...
But, yeah, you're right. Their division, that's a pretty tough division with Milwaukee being there. The Cardinals are starting to look better. Yeah, the Cubs, well, yeah, they're the given. But even the Pirates aren't playing terrible. Right. They have a better record by a couple losses.
Bell's an MVP candidate.
Than Reds. Yeah, so the Reds, so... That's a good division, and the Reds are the worst of that division, but they are still, like you said, they're not good yet, but they're surprising some folks with what they're able to do.
So. Everybody thought they were like the trash collectors. They'd take the trash from the Dodgers to maybe save some money and do some things, and instead, everybody seems to be stepping up, and they're getting good performances, so kudos to them.
They're not the Orioles or, you know, somebody awful like that.
Easy how you say that now, because, of course, just like when the White Sox came to town, everybody's like, oh, Astro just got to... Eat hearty. The White Sox are in town. Then you get a split. So everybody's counting on a big series this weekend for the Astros against the Orioles.
If the Astros split with the Orioles, then they are just playing down to their competition.
Yeah, it's not out of the realm.
No.
But it better not happen. As Scott Van Pelt would say, the Orioles, the way they say it on the East Coast.
The who?
The Orioles.
Oh, is that how they say it?
Yeah, so he's a big Orioles in Maryland and all those kind of fans. But all right, so Astros at home tonight. Gerrit Cole on the hill. Did you see that when they were running out of position players? They're like, now, you know Gerrit Cole hitting the National League. He's got a couple of home runs. I'm going, dude, he's pitching tomorrow. Last thing I want to see is him over grip a bat and then get a blister or something and can't pitch. You need him on the hill. I'm not wasting him there.
Yeah.
And then again, because they skipped over the DH, when they had Josh James's picture in there. Until they hit Stubbs as their last position player. Yeah. And, of course, at least he took a pitch. No. One pitch out. Josh James could have done that.
Right.
So, all right, we'll continue to roll on. A lot going on the show, but we're only in hour number one. So, plenty of opportunities for you to join, whether you want to do it via Twitter or you can do it either via phone or text, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Hit us up one way or another, and we'll get to you along the way.
I want to tell the people about Get Upside because I want the people to get money. That is the deal, man. If you like getting money in your pocket, you are going to love this app. It's a phone app. You put it on your phone. It's completely free to download. No catch, no strings attached. You download it. You put in some basic information, and you can start getting cash back on a couple of things that I know you're buying at least once a week. I know you're buying gas at least once a week, and I know you're buying food at least once a week, probably more. But GetUpside gets you cash back on these purchases as long as you do it through the app. So if you're just out there, you just go to Joe's gas station and Joe's gas station isn't in the GetUpside app, you're not going to get any cash back. But if you pull out that app and say, oh, look, there's a Shell station down the road or there's an Exxon station around the corner and I can go over there and you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back. Dude, you're crazy if you're not using this app. I'm just telling you right now. And I love the listeners sending me screenshots and notes and texts and saying, one, thank you for telling us about this. And two, look how much money I already have in my account. I made $25 in 3 weeks. Clarence got like $5 in his first two trips. We've got a listener that sent me over $300 in his account. This is all she money, too. You don't have to tell the wife about this money. You do what you want with it. It's your get upside money. You spend it how you want to. But you can get up to 35% cash back on food. And like I just mentioned earlier, up to 25 cents a gallon cash back on your gas purchases. Make sure you use my promo code Barry. That's very important. You'll get a bonus cash back on your first fill up through the app. So promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's how you spell it. Don't, not an E. It's B-A-R-R-Y. Get that cash back. So download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Get that cash back. Thank me later.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, having some fun and rolling through hour number one of the big show. It is The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. It's Barry, it's Nick, it's Joel. It's a Friday. F yeah, it's a Friday, or F-E-F for some of you smartasses that remember it from way back when. Either yeah, way.
Whoever would say that, jerks.
I thought about it last night. F-E-F what, Friday. F-E-F? Yep. F everything, effers.
Is that what it means?
Yeah, to you guys that still think it's F-E-F.
Now, I bet you if we went back to an old podcast on a Friday and listened to you say it, you would hear it as well.
You think I say it too quick? I said it too quick.
Yes. Because people, I know you thought it was just me making fun of you, but it was actually what I heard. And of course, I'm going to ratchet it up to 10 sure. and go over the top with it. But listeners would actually say they also thought it was FEF because you would say FEF Friday.
More than possible.
So it wasn't, I like the FEF Friday. I didn't like FEF.
I could just go back to the living room and go home. So I just want to let you know that, if that's on the table as well. But yeah, for whatever reason, hey, it's a Friday. And I was in a perfectly good mood until we opened this segment.
Well, you brought it up. But, don't yell at me. You're the one that brought it up. I haven't brought up FEF in forever.
I'm not yelling yet. Just letting you know.
I didn't bring it up. You did. And of course, I picked the scab once you did.
Because I was thinking about it last night.
Were you?
Yeah. And I was like, yeah, man, we've come a long way. No, we really haven't come that far.
Actually, in my Evernote notebook, mm-hmm. I keep a list of comedians that I have that I want to use and all the comedians that I have used. And it's titled Comedians for FEF Friday.
There you have it.
Because that's when it started, was when we were joking about the FEF Friday thing.
Yep.
So I need to change that.
Well, that's up to you. for the good sake of the fun and games of everything, keep it. So we're rolling through. Again, we got a comedian of the week. Barry gave you a little bit of his backstory, but if you missed the first clip, don't worry. We've got clips at 2:15, 3:15. Trey Tutson is our guy. So
really funny dude.
Keep an eye out for the second clip coming up in the second hour of the show.
I know I say that a lot, but this time I mean it.
Okay.
Very funny guy. Demetrius said on the text line, mm-hmm. when it comes to me getting the laser hair removal done, mm-hmm. he said I'm getting ripped off.
Really? How so?
He said, I'll send you the info for the place my wife goes. It's like 50 to 75% cheaper.
Really?
So it's like 50
bucks a
session.
So how did you pick the place you went to?
So I had gone there, and then I just did a consult, and they just told me about it, and I was like, yeah, whatever. And then I just never followed through. And then my wife has gone there, so she's the one that was just like, oh, well, I'll just get him a gift card and he can go there and get it done. So I don't think she really thought about
got it
pricing or anything. She just, that's the place that she knew.
Didn't read consumer reports.
She didn't talk to Demetrius and his wife first, apparently. So,
which you really need to start doing.
What?
Because Demetrius has got some pretty good.
He's a smart dude. Yeah. He's hip on stuff. A lot of our listeners are. She just did it on her own, and it was a great gesture. And hey, you know what? Sure. At least got two. I think it was like $200. So at least got two sessions out of it.
Well,
we'll see.
But again, nothing says you can't change if you find out there's people doing the same thing for less money.
That's true. And they want me to buy this. So they said it's $95 if you buy one session, or if you buy a pack of three or a group of three sessions, it's less. You save a lot. I think it's like $250 or something like that. So I'll save a little money.
Well, nothing wrong with that.
No.
It's like get upside. That's right. Shout out to Pedro, who randomly sent each one of us this week a video of him just listening to the radio in the car.
Yeah.
So it's confirmed, Pedro. We know that you know that we know that you know that you're listening.
I thought it was the girls that were being thirsty. It's Pedro who wanted to hear his name on the radio. That's the so there. You happy, Pedro?
Yeah.
That's it.
No mas. Not only, Pedro, might I add, as I suppose we will wish a happy birthday.
What? I won't allow it.
All right, then we won't do it.
No, give Adrian his props.
Yo, Adrian is turning 40 today. So he let us know that we should let you know happy birthday today.
Yes.
Yo, Adrian.
Very well.
The Hurricanes still suck, and I still win all our bets.
Is he a Hurricanes fan?
Yeah, he wore the turnover chain before they played Wisconsin in a bowl game. And then when we abused him all over the field, I said I really should have made him wear like a Wisconsin turnover chain
or a cheesehead or something. Yes, you should have.
So, so we got that going for us, which is nice. All right, so we've talked a little bit about the Astros. Coming up in the second hour at some point, I want to get to this.
Okay.
Austin Rivers was on First Take this morning, and I decided that, hey, you know what? Just maybe we might get some substance out of First Take. I might want to peep this.
Don't believe you.
So I went back and listened to it, and oh, baby, we might have some real answers about all the questions we've had about your Houston Rockets, Mike D'Antoni, the system, James Harden, etc., based on some of his answers, and he was candid, because at the end of it, Molly Quirum finally just basically said, wow, we really appreciate your transparency. So he kind of popped the top on what a lot of people were looking at when they saw the Rockets pressure cooker of the last year,
yeah,
and gave some pretty good insight about what went down.
You're going to make us wait until 2 o'clock
now? It's called a tease, Barry. That's why we're professional.
What?
Yeah.
I'm going to go out on a limb here.
Yeah.
Don't get mad.
Again? I'm going to get mad twice before the hour of 2 o'clock?
Do you know? You want me to wait?
No, go ahead. Well, you're going to have to wait for the clip.
I can't imagine this is good news if you're this excited.
I'm not excited. I'm surprised. Because
oh, really?
I would think, from a lot of different fronts, I would think that they'd keep it all internal. Like, even when he wasn't as forthcoming with information, we're not going to play the whole interview because it went like 8 minutes.
Oh, wow.
But one of the other questions they asked was, well, did it go down between Chris Paul and James Harden?
Don't spoil it.
Post-game. No, we don't have that clip.
Okay.
All right? He made sure to say nothing happened post-game. But he didn't say, as I've indicated to you guys,
in-game.
That it did go down, but it went down in-game.
Halftime or something.
During the third quarter,
yeah,
it got messy. So
interesting.
Even there, he was giving pretty decent information.
So you said you're surprised he dished the dirt, but he's a free agent. He may not be a Rocket next year.
Yeah, Stephen A. tried to do no Rocket fan a favor because he kept going, based on the way this guy played and the way he came to play every night for the Rockets, he should get paid big this offseason. That's not what Daryl Morey wanted to hear.
No.
Because Daryl was hoping, would you take that mid-level at 5.4?
Yeah.
Or even if we made a few changes and got you to 9, would you come back?
God, I never thought in my wildest dreams I would say the following phrase, but I hope the Rockets bring him back.
I'm with you 100%.
Wow.
I can't believe. Hated him with a passion and thought he did not have any ability like he thought he had.
Thought he had no game at all. I ain't going to lie.
I think he had some game, but I didn't think it was first round talent / lottery pick type stuff. I didn't think any of that. I thought his dad was saving his career several times. But boy, was he a godsend for this Rockets team last year.
Yes, he was.
Stepped up
big. Him and Fareed and James Harden. I mean, they basically, those were your big, quote, big three that had to carry this team.
Yeah, one of the other things he openly came out and said on the show was, I mean, let's be honest, fellas. Let's be real. We were the second best team to the Warriors for the last 2 years. And he goes, and everybody knows, including the Warriors, that they knew that they didn't want to see us because they were really going to have to work to beat us, and we had a better bench than they did. Mm-hmm. And so he said a lot of the things that we've said on this show that you've been very, very adamant about in terms of, you know, and we said they didn't have a bench at the start of the year, but they did a hell of a job of making sure they had a bench at the end of the year.
Yeah.
And he even went so far as to say, especially with the injury, they had more talent than the Warriors because of their bench.
I agree, that's been one of my mantras about this Warriors team. I felt they were susceptible all year, and a big reason why is outside of their big five, those big names, they weren't as deep as I thought they've been in the past. I mean, when you start to see guys like Cook come in and having to play some meaningful minutes, you realize those minutes that go to Cook used to be Livingston. Livingston's starting. I mean, this isn't as deep as it used to be.
It's a MacGyver unit right now. Yeah. So it's going to be interesting to see. And, of course, another game tonight, game four tonight. So it's going to be real interesting. KD is out. Clay says he will play. But I don't know how that all translates. And even Looney says Looney's only listed as questionable now.
Oh, really?
And they think he might give it a go.
I think
there's some desperation in Golden State.
If I set the over-under for you guys at minutes Klay Thompson plays at 24.
I think you're right on it.
What do you?
I think his restriction. I think they'll put a restriction on him and say he's going to be 25 or less.
Well, that's what. Okay.
So that's why 24. That's why I said you're right on it. I think.
So if I'm setting at 24, you're taking 25. You're taking the over. No. He'll play more than 24 minutes.
It depends on the game. If it's tight, that's where they always fudge on that. If they need him in the final
minute
or whatever. Yeah. But I'd say they're going to do everything in their power to keep him 24 or under. So I'd go under.
You're going
to
take the under,
mm-hmm. Nicholas? Yeah, I'll take the under as well.
Really? I'm going to take the over. I think they learned their lesson from last game. I think they want to beat this team. I think they want to step on their throat. And I think
the
whole
thing is dictated by how the game goes. If it's a tight game, I think you're definitely right. He's going to go over.
And I think it could be a tight game.
Okay.
So, yep.
So we shall see. Hour number two, lots of stuff basketball-wise to get to after we covered baseball in the first hour. And, of course, if there's something on your mind you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. 713-780-3776 is our HR&P listener line. Call that number, text that number, or, of course, you can hit us on Twitter. Back with the second hour of the show. It's the usual suspects on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.